We have a lot to unpack in this video. So much is being said back and forth, and I'm going to try to get to all of it in the next 8 to 10 minutes. I have been highly critical of the NBA for the last 12 to 18 months. I feel the NBA actually led the country into locking down. That Wednesday night last March, when Adam Silver shut the NBA down, it led to a domino effect across the country. I have been critical of the NBA for pushing social justice propaganda, for dividing their fan base on politics, on race. In the last year, it's been rare for you guys to hear me compliment the NBA or its players, but I'm gonna do that today. I have not agreed with LeBron James much lately, but I agree with him 100% on this issue. Same goes with Kyrie Irving. I give both of them credit for using their platform in a positive manner, for a change anyway. Usually, LeBron James uses his platform for divisiveness, but I commend him for using his voice and, in my opinion, trying to unify people. Around 90% of players in the NBA are vaccinated, including LeBron James. He admitted that he had hesitations with the vaccine, but he eventually relented and got it done, probably because he felt like he had to. I would be willing to bet, had cities like San Francisco, New York, not mandated vaccines in NBA arenas, LeBron James would likely remain unvaccinated. There are several high-profile NBA players who are refusing to get vaccinated or not revealing their vaccination status. And they are getting blasted for it by their own people. And when I say their own people, I'm talking about their fellow social justice warriors. It's funny how quickly these people will turn on you when you're not falling in line with the agenda. Stephen A. Smith was all about LeBron James and Kyrie Irving when they were promoting racial divisiveness, social justice. When they speak out against mandating vaccines, all of a sudden, Stephen A. Smith has a problem. His bosses at ESPN, they meet with him before Woke Take. They instruct Stephen A. Smith, you're going to go after Kyrie Irving today for his stance on vaccine mandates. And Stephen A., being the loyal comrade that he is, goes on national television and blasts Kyrie Irving. All because Kyrie wants the right to make his own healthcare decisions. I don't understand this outrage over people who are unvaccinated. If you have the vaccine, aren't you supposed to be safe? Aren't you supposed to be protected? Why in the hell are you so concerned about someone else's vaccination status? I tweeted a video of Stephen A. Smith this morning saying this is what you get for $12 million a year. You get a glorified mouthpiece, someone pushing ESPN's agenda. But it's not only Stephen A. jumping on this mandate bandwagon. We have plenty of other loyal comrades as well. And before I get into this, let me just make this clear. I say this in every video I do on this topic, but I'm going to stress this point again. I am not anti-vaccine. I am anti-mandate. I don't like mandates. One of the reasons I made the decision to work for myself is so I wouldn't have to deal with a boss mandating things. My position on this has nothing to do with the COVID vaccine and everything to do with government and companies mandating people to do something they don't want to do. Senator Ted Cruz has been a vocal opponent of LeBron James. Like most of us, Ted Cruz didn't really like the NBA being so political. However, Ted Cruz was complimentary of LeBron's stance on the COVID mandate. He even called LeBron courageous. That's when Stan Van Gundy decided to add his useless opinion. In case you guys didn't know, Stan Van Gundy is king of overweight wokers. He replied to Ted Cruz with the message, "Hell just froze over. Ted Cruz standing with black people." Sometimes I really do have to question the intelligence of these people. First of all, what the hell does race have to do with this? Why is everything always about race with these people? Could it be that Ted Cruz is actually standing with another American on a health issue that has become unnecessarily political? No, that's not it. Couldn't be that. We must view this through race. Ted Cruz is standing with a black man. Number two, is Stan Van Gundy brain dead? Look at the last name, or just look at Ted Cruz. Does he look like a white dude to you? Cruz. His last name is Cruz. Have you ever met a white dude with the last name Cruz besides Tom Cruise spelled a different way? Pretty sure Cruz, C-R-U-Z, is Hispanic. And I'm positive that Ted Cruz's family originated from Cuba. So if we just have to view this through race, this would be a Cuban standing with an African American. Then Snow White, Rex Chapman, he chimes in. Another white dude trying to kiss ass, another white apologist. Rex Chapman said, "It's not shut up and dribble when he likes what LeBron says." I get what he's trying to do here, but Ted Cruz did not make LeBron James political. LeBron and the NBA, they did that all on their own. So the guy finds something that could actually unify them, and that's a damn problem too. You would think both Rex Chapman and Stan Van Gundy would stand by the players on this issue. Rex Chapman is a former NBA player. Stan Van Gundy, of course, former coach. But I guess I shouldn't be surprised that Stan Van Gundy's not standing with the players. Everywhere he coached, he had problems with players for one reason or another. He could never relate to the players that he was coaching, which is the reason he was fired from every NBA coaching job that he held. It's strange. The woke media was on the side of the NBA and its players when they were promoting social justice. But like I said earlier about LeBron and Stephen A., as soon as the players fall out of line with the agenda, the media flips on them. They are trying to ruin Jonathan Isaac and Andrew Wiggins. They know they can't do that with LeBron and Kyrie. They're made men, superstars. But role players, guys like Jonathan Isaac, Andrew Wiggins, fair game. I wish LeBron James would take a stand and refuse to play in San Francisco and New York City, just to send a message that mandating healthcare decisions is not acceptable. I don't think he will, and that's fine. That's fine. I can't knock him for that. If I criticize LeBron James for taking a stand for social justice, it's not right for me to criticize him for not taking a stand on another political issue. That just wouldn't be fair. Now, Kyrie Irving has chosen to keep his vaccination status private, which has caused all sorts of outrage. If he's not vaccinated, he won't be allowed to play in home games because of Bill de Blasio's ridiculous COVID protocols. I mean, it's just absurd. It's absolutely ridiculous. I give a lot of credit to Kyrie Irving for actually taking this stand. No government, no business should be allowed to mandate your healthcare decisions. And yes, I know there are requirements for other vaccines. But those vaccines, it's different. They've stood the test of time. But I don't ever remember going to an NBA game, and before I got into the arena, being asked, "Do you have your measles vaccine? Do you have your polio vaccine?" Never happened. It has never happened. All they care about is, do you have the COVID vaccine? Anyway, you guys let me know what you think about NBA players taking a stand against the vaccine mandate and certain members of the media criticizing them for it. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.